We're 60 seconds from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And there's a debate going on the internet like wildfire right now.
Wildfire?
There's flies everywhere. No. Wild.
I'm tired, okay?
It is really.
But it's wildfire on the internet.
Wildfire.
And I think we need to weigh in on this.
Okay.
A hypothetical question has been raised. It started on Reddit, and it's gone many different places since then with thousands of people commenting. But the question is this. If you could get $1 million, but in exchange, every traffic light you hit for the rest of your life would be red, would you take it?
Dude, I already feel like I'm living that life right now.
So think
the
about it.
Part?
No,
okay,
the red traffic light part. I can never get those things at the right time.
Yeah, I would totally do that.
Yeah, hands down.
Because I'd be rich. I'd be in an Uber regardless, or someone would be driving
or a private
my car
jet
for me. There you
above
go.
Above the lights.
Yeah, above the lights.
A private jet definitely costs more than $1 million.
I mean, I feel like the both of you need to reevaluate what you're doing with $1 million. These days, you can get maybe a house.
Right.
You get one trip to Bali and be like, okay, we're bro.
Yeah. And now the rest of my life, I have red lights. That was not worth it. Yeah.
On the one hand, it's hard to fathom anybody turning down $1 million for a minor annoyance. But on the other hand, it would take you way, way longer to drive everywhere forever.
What are the kind of rules in this question that you can just run them?
Oh,
well, you're rich.
I mean,
yeah, I'm just saying we could budget it into our $1 million.
Yeah, paying off all the tickets.
Yeah.
You might hurt somebody if you run around like that.
I know, but you treat it like a four-way stop.
You look.
You know? Yeah.
Wait, okay.
One person said, quote, I have terrible luck with red lights anyway, so might as well get paid for it.
Yeah.
Hey,
well, you could all move to my hometown. There is literally not one stoplight. So...
All right, we're all going to Idaho.
Yeah.
But it is 70-30 on the internet with 70% saying they would take the cash.
Yeah, I'd take it. That'd be dumb.
But text into 78592. Would you take that deal if you had to stop at a red light every single time for the rest of your life?
There'd be so much more road rage from rich people.
Oh, yeah. And now it's time for your shock caller question of the day. We've got a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to figure out who gets asked the trivia question. If you get the question wrong, you get punished by being shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear. I'm drawing a name out because I had the shock caller last. Oh, and I got Jeff Call Me Daddy DeBow.
Hey.
All right. Daddy's putting on the shock caller, and while we do that, Digital Jake, please read us the shock caller question of the day.
Remember neighbors? Those people who live next door that you would steal Wi-Fi from?
Yeah.
Well,
they're still there.
According to a new survey, 60% of people say they don't get along with at least one next door family. Odds are good if you don't like your bordering buddy, they probably don't like you either.
Huh.
That's why I need you to name the top four reasons people don't get along with their neighbors in no particular order.
Oh.
The first one's easy.
Yeah.
Noise complaints.
Absolutely.
Too loud.
Too loud.
That's an easy one.
What about like ugly front lawn that's like an eyesore?
I thought you were saying
like
kids.
I was like, where's this going?
No.
Me too.
You really thought I was gonna say like
ugly people? You sometimes get a little shallow.
That is.
So that felt like on brand for you.
Rick, your kids are ugly. Put them in the bag.
I mean, I'll say unkempt lawn.
There you go.
I think that's a great one.
Do you think really pets or does that go in with noise?
Oh, for sure.
Because
no.
We have dogs and they hop the neighbor's fence and scare those children,
or
and they do not like
it.
Wait, your dogs hop the fence?
Well, they get excited about the neighbor. It's a loving
They're
hop.
Gonna go attack children next door?
They want to lick them, but the kids have a fear of dogs, they told us. So they scream and cry, and we're like, just pet them.
Yeah, if a huge dog is jumping over a fence, baring its teeth at you, I would also be scared.
They need to give her a chance. Right?
It's an affectionate mauling. All right, let's get the question one more time.
Wilson from Home Improvement. Kramer from Seinfeld. The guy who lives next to Jose that he calls Moaning Merv. All of these people are famous examples of neighbors you might not enjoy living by. And I asked you to come up with the top four reasons that people don't get along with the folks next door. And today is the return of the golden guess.
Ooh.
Tell me one idea you're thinking about, and I will tell you if it's on the list or not.
I feel like this is like America's Got Talent when they hit the golden
buzzer. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit worried about my unkempt lawn. Thing. So
why do you keep saying it like that? Unkempt.
Yeah.
It's unkempt.
It is?
Yeah.
There's with an M? M?
Huh. Unkempt.
Really?
Never
heard that word in my life.
So I'm going to ask about the unkempt lawn. Is that
but he
on
just
there?
Sounds so pretentious when he says it.
That's English. Sorry. God.
You and the ugly kids this morning? That's a lot,
you
Jeffrey.
Speak normal like, English anyways, and then everybody
the
hates you.
Oh,
okay, unkempt lawn. Is it the unkempt lawn?
I'll tell you, unkept lawn is not on there, okay. But their garden or lawn being a mess is on there. Okay. Your golden guess was successful, Jeffrey.
All right.
That was number three on the list.
Okay, so then you also have noise. You have pets on there. Mm-hmm. Something that drives me crazy is when they talk too much. Like, you know that one neighbor that just won't leave? Like, you see him coming over and you're like, no! Because you know that they're going to be there for a half an hour. Another issue is cars, right? Like, they park your car in front of your house. Their car's loud.
Oh, just property disputes of like, hey, this lines. Is my sign. There it is, lines, property lines.
I like the parked car thing. What about a neighbor that like wants to use your stuff all the time
and then
doesn't give it back?
That's really good.
I'm always worried that we're that neighbor.
So I think I'm going to lock in. Neighbors are too loud or noisy.
Uh-huh.
Their pets are destroying things or being obnoxious. Mm-hmm. You have the unkempt lawn and then parking their cars in front of your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked you to name the top four reasons why people don't get along with their neighbors. The answers on the list are... Number four, you can hear them swearing or fighting. I'll give you that for noisy.
Noisy.
Oh, okay.
Number three, their garden or lawn is a mess. I gave you that one in the golden guess. Number two, their dog barks all day.
Pets.
I'll give you that for pets.
Okay.
And number one, they block your driveway or park in your spot.
Yes!
We did it!
Oh, my God.
We did it! We've all been annoying neighbors.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So I am taking off this shot collar, handing it to Jake.
I'll let you do the honors.
Somebody wanted to hear the song Royals by Lorde, so Digital Jake will be singing that.
Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee, and baby, I'll rule.
I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
Yep.
Woo!
Oh, that's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.